Jabira Wudu. It is necessary to note all of the lessons on the CD have been organized in a way that they comply with the verdicts of all the marjas, but in this section, the verdicts that are being used are in accordance with the verdicts of Imam Khomeini, because of the many details and differences that exist between the scholars. In certain conditions, wudu or ghusl must be performed in the Jabira way. Jabira is the cloth or bandage that one places over an injury or wound. Jabira can also mean the medicine that one spreads over the wound. If one is able to pour water over the injury without making it worse or being too difficult, or if one can uncover the wrapping without making it worse or being difficult, wudu must be performed normally. It is enough to wash around an open wound or the like that is found on one's face or hands. If water will make the wound worse, or if it is najis and it is not possible to make it tahir. If the wound is wrapped up and covered, and it is possible to make water reach underneath it, one must do so. But if it is not possible, then one must wipe over the covering with a wet hand. If the wound is on one of the parts that must be wiped and one is able to wipe it, he should. But if they cannot, they must put a tahir cloth over the wound and wipe over the cloth. If this is not possible either, they must perform tayammum instead of wudu. The jibira must be tahir while performing jibira wudu in all cases. If the top of the jibira is najis, one must place a piece of cloth or plastic that is tahir over the jibira and then wipe that with a wet hand. In this case, one must put a tahir cloth over it and wipe over the cloth. If one is not able to do any of the above mentioned, he or she must perform both wudu and tayammum. In the end, we will go over some important points that need to be observed in jabira wudu. In jabira wudu, one must wipe his hand and feet with the wetness that remains on their hands. This holds true even if the jabira is on one's fingertips. If the jabira exists on only one part of the body, only that part of the body must be treated with jabira wudu. If all or most parts of wudu are covered by jabira, then one's duty is to perform tayammum. If the jabira is longer than the actual wound and one is able to open it, he must open it and either wash or wipe the healthy parts from top to bottom. But if one cannot open it, then as an obligatory precaution, one must perform both with jabira wudu and tayammum. One's duty with regards to Jabira Ghusl and Jabira Tayammam is the same as Jabira Wudu. All of the rules and conditions are the same except in the case of Jabira Ghusl. One must perform a Tarbiti Ghusl, not Ghusl by immersion. If one who must perform Jabira Wudu or Jabira Ghusl does not think that his or her condition will improve before the prayer time ends, they must perform their prayers at the beginning of the prayer time. But if they think that their condition will improve, it is an obligatory precaution to wait until they get better. If they do not get better, they should perform their prayers at the end of its time with Jabira Wudu or Jabira Ghusl. If one does not know whether they have to perform Jabira Wudu or Tayammam, as an obligatory precaution, they must perform both of them. After the injury is gone, he or she must perform a normal wudu as well. If one performs Jabira Wudu and then their injury gets better, the wudu is still valid and he or she can perform all the acts that need wudu.